What plan will you follow now?
Plan 9. It's been absolutely impossible to work through these Earth creatures. Their soul is too controlled.
Plan 9. Have you attempted any of this plan as yet?
Yes, Excellency.
It's time to put away your dice, turn off your TV, sit back and relax, because Plan 9 from cyberspace is being executed right now. Did you miss us? We're back.
We love you.
Hello, and welcome to episode 95 of Plan 9 from cyberspace. I'm your ever so humble host, Lord Ward, also known as Ed. And joining me tonight are Becky.
Yeah, hello.
Elisa.
Hello.
And Robert.
You're so cool, audience.
Unfortunately, Turd Ferguson was going out of town this weekend. Didn't think he'd make it back in time. And Dale, your guess is as good as mine.
Turd Ferguson. Nice.
Yeah, he changed his name.
Oh, okay. All right. It's an improvement, I think.
So, what a fun 2 weeks. We did not record last week because I watched the season finale of Lost. Mm. And I think I understood most of it.
Not all
I
of
wondered.
It.
Mm.
I have my take on it. I'm not underwhelmed like you are with a lot of
most
series finales. Mm-hmm. I'm content with it. How about that?
That's good.
That's more than the majority of fans. I think the majority of fans are pissed. So I mean, if you're content, that's good.
I'm not disappointed with it. I've read a lot on both sides. Some people didn't like how the whole sideways flashes were going, and you know, I understand part of that. They had enough time. They might have they tried to tie too much in too short a span. They waited too long, I think.
Mm. Well, they'll probably have, like, tie-in books or, like, a something-something or...
Well, I've got to say, and I've heard this on other podcasts that I listen to, I really think they should do a spinoff with Sawyer and Miles as cops.
I've never seen the shows.
Oh, Elisa, Sawyer would make your panties drip.
Oh, my God.
Mine?
Wait, Robert, you've what? Seen the show. Am I lying?
Why, okay, he doesn't why, make my why? Panties drip.
Okay, why me specifically? What is it about him that I would find attractive?
Well, I just remember a long time ago saying that Kid Rock.
Yeah.
He's a guy you'd like to do. You wouldn't want to marry him, but you'd like to do him.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, Sawyer's kind of the same way. He's kind of like that bad boy.
White trash kind of.
Yeah, but one with... He's smarter than you might give him credit for.
Yeah, I would say that's probably fairly accurate for the kids.
I think Sawyer would make most women's panties wet.
Huh.
Are you a panty expert? Is that what you're telling us?
A panty wetting expert.
PhD in panty. Huh.
You know what?
There's worse things.
If I could get a degree in that, I would.
It'd be
at least one of your classes.
Yeah.
It would... blow the doors off at taking physics, I can tell you that right now.
I might sign
up. Are you saying
you
get a passing grade?
I'm like, interested.
I would definitely enjoy the homework. So.
Yeah.
Instead, you know what I had to do today for homework was figure out how long it would take King Kong to fall off the Empire State Building.
Oh my God.
What the fuck's the point of that?
All right, you've exactly. Color me interested. How long?
I can't figure it out, so I put down at the speed of plot. I figured, you know what? Maybe I'll get a half a point for
that's actually
kind
of cute. I think if I were a teacher, I'd be like, you're a smartass, but that's kind of funny, so.
Yeah, well, I can't claim original credit for that line. Josh Whedon came up with that.
Oh, okay. But,
so, what'd you all do during our short hiatus?
Lots.
Are you going to save most of yours for your cherry pie?
Yeah, okay, yeah, I could say just that. Today, I just want to give a little plug to a local vendor that I went to today. They've just moved into beautiful new bigger digs. They're called Dark Delicacies. They're in Burbank, California, and their website is darkdel.com, and they are the purveyors of everything horror you could ever want. You could ever want. You want it? It's there. They've got, like, skeleton ties and signed DVDs and everything, everything, posters and everything horror you could ever want. It's amazing. And their new store is fantastic. So if you're if anybody listening to this is in the Los Angeles area, go and visit them. They're at, I think it's 1312 or 13-something. They're in the 1300 block of Magnolia in Burbank. So go visit them.
Cool. That sounds like a place to waste a paycheck.
Yeah.
Now, myself, I saw a video today. I've been playing a lot of Red Dead Redemption. And I don't know if they're game testers or what, but some guy's got a package from Rockstar. And one of the promo items is a candle in the form of, like, six sticks of dynamite all taped together.
That's cute.
That's awesome. I want to find one of those.
Probably on eBay.
Yeah, probably, but eBay's probably astronomical price, too. Mm-hmm. What about you, Robert? Have you done anything special over the past couple weeks?
Nothing. No. Not really. No. You know what? This doesn't count as a cherry pie exactly because it also is a little cow. So I'll go ahead and throw this out there. I've been exercising for about 2 months, and I'm finally able to do with the perfect push-ups, like big boy push-ups without like the knees. Which is neat, but it took me 2 months to get it. So it's kind of one of those partial victories.
Let's go.
So. But
don't put yourself down.
I do them in sets, but it's about 80 every other day. So yeah, that's nice. That's pretty much it, really. A lot of around the house stuff, nothing really special. Time to move on.
All right, how about you, Becky?
Nothing special.
Judas H. Priest.
It's all up to you two.
Boring.
How about you? You guys have got nothing.
Hey! I'm the homebody. What can I say?
Watch some movies. Mostly awful ones. Daybreakers it's watchable, but mostly kind of crap.
I don't know. It looks like shit to me. I won't even bother with it.
Yeah. That I was like, it's a dollar. I'll give it a shot. It wasn't worth a dollar. 25, 30 cents tops.
I watched Legion and then passed it on to Robert to watch.
Oh, Legion.
How'd you guys like Legion?
I'd say Legion was incredibly sacrilegious, but not bad one time through. Metal wings. Collars. Basically, aliens were. It was an alien movie, not an angel movie. It's just they were very angel-like. Basically, in this world, God doesn't exist. They're aliens, and their God leader is really pissed at mankind for whatever reason.
I had a couple of jump moments in it. I mean, a couple of spots probably scared me.
I like watching the angels fight. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm not sure it's a movie I would want to own, but
no.
I did enjoy getting to watch it.
Yeah, and I appreciate you letting me watch it.
Hey, no problem.
But the horror aspect early on in the film is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then the holes in the plot are just too freaking big.
Yeah.
You know, leaves you feeling, God, that was stupid. So,
a little
I'm
bit.
Not impressed. Although I do like the guy who he played Kimi in Lost, and he played the Angel of Death. That guy, I think he's got a real creepy vibe to him. He should be an action villain.
He gave me this, if you're talking about the, what was his name, Gabriel?
Yeah.
He gave me the vibe of powerful and stupid, which is a horrible combination. That is kind of scary. So.
Powerful and stupid, yeah.
Powerful and stupid. If you think about it, that's a pretty horrible combination.
I don't know how you got that, but to each their own.
I don't know. Maybe I'm a little bit more cynical. Judgmental.
All right, well, since you all don't have a whole lot.
Nothing.
We can, we can move on into our regular scheduled feature.
Yeah.
Alrighty, Lisa, have at it.
Oh, good Lord. Okay, this was the week of total awesome sauce that I don't know if will ever happen again, so I am reveling in it. Last week, I didn't talk to you guys. So last week, I got an email. I had entered a contest, and I won gold weekend tickets to the Weekend of Horrors.
Wow.
Which means it was $249 retail value. It covered all autographs. We were right near the front. My friend and I, we were like fifth row from the front at all of the panels and everything, and everything was included. So that was insane. Also, at this convention, it was the Reanimator reunion. So I got to meet Bruce Abbott, Barbara Crampton, Robert Sampson, everybody, and so it was awesome. And I got to meet Dario Argento on Sunday. He's like amazing horror director. And so we had an absolute blast. It was just an incredible weekend. And so while I was at the Reanimator, like going through the autographs, I talked to Stuart Gordon, and I said, I just wanted to wish you well, because I had heard, I don't know if I told you guys this, but his next project is Reanimator the Musical. So he's going to do this musical. And so I had said, I wanted to wish you well. And he's like, do you want to come see it? So on Tuesday, I was invited to an early preview screening or preview reading at the Steve Allen Theater, of all places, for Reanimator the Musical. So I got to hear a sneak preview of Reanimator the Musical. It's starring George Wendt, William Atherton as Dr. Hill, a new kid who's playing Herbert West, who is absolutely fantastic. His name is Graham.
Okay, wait. Slow you for a second.
Yeah.
George Wendt is the guy from...
Cheers.
Cheers.
Mm-hmm.
Atherton. I've heard that name.
Yeah.
Who is that?
He is the bad guy in Ghostbusters. He's the prick.
Yeah.
He is perfect. Dick. He freaked me out. He is so perfect as Dr. Hill, like freaky perfect as Dr. Hill.
And yeah, he is going to be great.
Yeah.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So this musical, like, it was just a reading, so there was like no props or anything. It was just like a guy with a piano, and they were just all singing and performing it. I liked it okay, but they actually didn't really focus that much on like the love triangle between the three. It was more about like the lovers, and a lot of the stuff, like the Meg and the Dan stuff, was wasn't that bad. But I mean, I'd still like to see it and see what it looks like all finished. And the kid who's playing Dr. West, his name's Graham Skipper. He's a New York City comedian, and he's really, really cute, and he's chunky. So it's like a little chunky Herbert West, which I think is, like, so cute. So I had fun with that. I talked to Stuart Gordon. And then on the Thursday after that, to my second viewing of The 20th Century Way at Boston Court, which I think I've told you about, it's the two-man play. And... one of the guys, the marketing guys, wanted me to ask a question because I missed asking my question because I was too shy last time to this really cute actor who's in the play. And so I got to ask it, and I was all fangirly and stupid, but it was fantastic. And so what happened was I wrote about it, and the playwright, I love the play. The play is fantastic. The playwright read my live journal, like sort of write up on it, and he sent me the script to the play. So I'm like,
ooh.
I have had like a week and a half. So it's been like cherry, 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 cherry pot. And then in the middle of that, I had a teeny tiny piece of bittersweet chocolate. I did run into somebody from my past, fangirling, and I politely ignored him. So it was all good. And then later on, you know, I saw him again, and inexplicably, he smiled at me. So I don't know what that means. Yeah, I don't know what that means, I don't want to know what, I mean, I was as confused as whatever. I didn't know what to do. I just essentially left the situation, and I just politely ignored him again. So if it just means he's polite, if it means that he's sorry, if whatever, at this point, who knows? You know, I've been sort of trying not to, like, mull over it all this time, but he was like, so I'm like, okay, whatever. And so my friend Eric also said, as I was like, what happened was, it was the elevator doors opened, and I was with my friend Eric and his dad and their friend Kelly, and they're just all sitting there, all standing there, and the elevator doors open, and, you know, like a movie, he's right there, and he looks right at me, and he smiles. And so I'm like, why the fuck are you smiling at me? But anyway, long story short, so I walk down the hall because I'm like, I just want to get out of this situation. I don't know what to do. And Eric told me later he was watching me walk down the hall sort of with this melancholy, like not like, you know, like just melancholy, like she used to be my fan kind of look. So who knows? You know, at this point, that was the nicest way, like, to sort of finish all this. That, I mean, if that's the last time I see him, if he smiled at me, fine. You know, it's just, it's done. That's the end of the story for me. So that was sort of bittersweet. And then I guess the cow pie is that we had a pipe burst at work, so work sank like a toilet for most of the week, and they're moving me to another place in the library, so I don't know what that means. I don't know if I'm fired or hired or nothing. And then a friend of mine decided to be a bitch to me, and so we're no longer friends. But that was, like, such small potatoes compared to, like, the huge pieces of cherry pie I got, like being invited to the Reanimator thing and like having that whole weekend. Like, I mean, that weekend, all the, my photos, I've actually, there's a beautiful photo on my Flickr of Barbara Crampton. I took pictures of almost everybody. And the picture, Metal Mikey's already seen it. He's like, oh my gosh, she's so hot. Barbara Crampton has, she's had some work done, but you don't notice it. She is stunning to see in person. She is gorgeous. And so it was just, it was an awesome time. I had an awesome time. So there.
Good. Okay, I've got to ask you, though. What was the love triangle in Reanimator?
Between Dan and Herbert and Meg. You did not notice there was a little sort of a love thing between Herbert and Dan?
Okay, okay. If you want to say between the two guys, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. But then Meg. Is Meg's in between that? Because, like, cause, you know, we're not, Meg's kind of jealous of Herbert.
See, I always thought Herbert didn't like Meg simply because she was taking Dan away from...
Well, yeah, but I mean, there's also so much subtext to that, that, you know, I mean, there's that scene in the morgue where he puts a blanket over him and they're sort of cuddling and, you know, a little bit more than friends, so...
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't
some
get
people,
that.
Some people see it, some people don't. It's like, it's a half and half kind of a situation, so...
Okay. Well, just had to clarify. Yeah, Atherton, I think that sounds like a great guy to play that.
He was fantastic, and he just had that creepy, creepy vibe. I don't know. The thing is, my friend Andy, who did Poe's Nose for the Masters of Horror and for Nevermore, he's actually doing all of the special effects for the Reanimator musical, and I'm like, I turned to him, like, he's sitting behind me, and I'm like, good luck, buddy. You know, I mean, he's got so much stuff. Just, like, think of every single gag in Reanimator and then put that on the stage because it's almost exactly like the movie.
Whose vibrator's going?
That's my fan.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds like a fan.
Sorry. That's my fan.
That's not bad. You can have that on.
Okay. Okay. All right.
I understand if it's hot and that's not too disruptive, at least on my end. Is it real loud to the rest
of
you?
Nah.
I mean, yeah. It's not as loud as the jet engines taking off that we hear sometimes.
I know. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing, like, if it comes to Seattle, but, I mean, I'm not going to go out of my way to see it. I mean, it looks cute, but it just, the song, some of the songs are really catchy. I actually took video of one of the songs. They actually did a preview of it at the Weekend of Horrors, and it's cute and it's catchy and stuff, but it just... I don't know, it doesn't fully capture the vibe of Reanimator, to me. But I'm also a purist, so I can, like, I mean, the audience, the guy sitting beside me had never seen the film, and he's like, this is awesome! And I'm like, I said, well, I've seen it several dozen times. And it was good, you know, but I just, maybe it's missing something because it doesn't have the full costumes and, like, you know, stuff yet, so...
God, to hear you talk about that's making me think of that episode of IT Crowd.
Yeah!
The songs were crap. I'm one of the songs.
What was one of the, what was it? I am gay, or gay.
I like willies.
No, but there's two songs in this that are really, the guy who does the music in this Reanimator thing, his name's Mark Nutter, and he's fantastic. If you look on YouTube, look up Mark Nutter, and it's called Baby Shredder, and it's hilarious and super catchy. So, I mean, if they just need to sort of tweak this musical a little bit. Like, I mean, some of the beginning, like I said, is just too much Meg and Dan. Just way too much Meg and Dan that I'm like, okay, come on, can we get to the plot now? You know, so. But I was pleased I saw it.
Okay, well, that's a pretty good week. Awesome. Becky, how about you?
Well, not a lot going on. I've been making some jewelry, taking some crazy pictures of wildlife, making my neighbors think I've gone crazy. 10:30 on a Saturday night, I'm outside taking flash pictures of a tree. which happened to have a flying squirrel in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
And finally, I got a couple of good ones, I thought.
Good.
But they're on my Facebook. Let's see. I kind of got tickled today. I went to Arby's and picked up lunch, and of course, the kid's standing there with the door open waiting on them to give me my sandwich, and he's talking to the lady making drinks, and they were saying that some guy came in last night about 12:30, and the manager texted him to tell him, or who the window guy, whatever he was, they called him by name, and said the guy says, yeah, you still serving breakfast?
Oh, my God.
And the guy looks at him and says, no, we stopped at 10:30. I mean, you know. And I'm sitting there trying not to laugh so that they'll continue on with the story. And I thought, boy, what people hear if they just kind of sit back and listen to people around them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Other than that, not a whole lot of nothing.
No cow pies?
What kind of jewelry are you making?
I've been doing earrings, bracelet. I've sold a bracelet to somebody, and so I was trying to get it done in advance, because sometimes I wait till the very last minute and then have to do a rush job.
Do you have an Etsy store?
No.
You should. It's like it's for crafty kind of stuff. It's like to sell your crafty shit online. Etsy. E-T-S-Y.
Crafty shit. That'd be a neat website.
ETSY.com.
I'll have to check that out. Thank you.
No problem.
Friend's mother died. Had to do some scratching around trying to figure out how to get flowers ordered from work. Finally, online. Hopefully things will work out there. Nothing. Go ahead. I'm done.
Okay, Robert, how about you?
Yesterday wasn't too awful. I played baseball with, when you get a ball and a bat and you walk up to the old baseball diamond and you have like three or four people, kids are magnetically drawn to that, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
And they just like pop up out of nowhere and like, who the hell are you? Whatever.
Like the children of the corn, huh? They just start coming out.
Just try not to stand where the ball is going, all right? I just had this horrible vision of some kid, I didn't even know his name, getting clocked in the head. And it's like, your first inclination would be like when you're a kid, run! But, you got to do. So I just tried to keep him out of the ball's way for the most part. So that was 4 hours. That was pretty fun.
You didn't invite him to play?
No, he played. They played. They joined in, but they wanted to do things like catch, and I was like, oh, wait, I'm throwing balls at him, and he's about 2.5 feet. No, you can stand way back there. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's not my kid if I hit him, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I let him bat, but that was as close. And he can and he was definitely in once I saw he'd run for the ball and throw it back. Cause that's awesome. You are so playing. That's fine. Anyways, so that was fun. I got the story pretty much completed. I'm going to need some, I have someone that might edit it, but I do not know. I'm still looking for someone to properly edit, but it's a novella. So
you want to pay me, I'll do it.
Uh-huh. I'm not gonna.
So will he.
So, nope. As a first time through, I'm not gonna pay anybody shit because I'm not confident in my own ability. Now, if it actually were to make some kind of money, well, the next time I'll have someone professionally edit it. So, that's pretty much it.
That's your typical catch-22.
Yeah.
You can't afford to pay someone to edit it because you don't have enough money.
Mm-hmm.
But you need it to be edited to make any money off of it.
Yes. I mean, I did what I can do with it, but I really need someone smarter than myself. So.
Huh. Colin's
there. Any particular cow pies?
No, not really. Everything's gone fairly smoothly. So I've got nothing. We got the whole 3-day weekend going on. That's pretty awesome. I keep having to remind myself I don't have to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah, it's not. I don't even have to go to work tomorrow. I'm so happy.
I don't know how to dance to jig, but I almost feel like trying to learn there for a second.
There you go.
So I have very little to be upset about at this point. So.
Well, cool.
Yeah, I think so.
My cherry pies for the past couple weeks would be that I found a recording of what I thought was the musical Chess, which is always been my favorite, and I've never seen it. Turns out it's really just a concert of it.
Mm.
And I'm so used to the Elaine Page, Murray Head version that no one else can really hold a candle to their version to me. So.
Oh, yeah, I forgot it was written by the two guys from ABBA.
Yeah, and Tim Rice.
Yeah, yeah.
And the music's great. I love the music in it. So.
Yeah.
You know, that had its pluses and minuses. I also, my youngest daughter graduated high school.
Wow.
So that was fun.
Get yourself a cane.
Probably gonna have to. Let's see. On Saturday, I had to make a lot of stops, and every female I ran into had a little busy job for me to do. Oh, can you help with this real quick? Jesus, criminy! I need the cane, that way I can get out of that crap. But it wasn't a. It hasn't been a bad 2 weeks. I enjoyed Lost, and on our regularly scheduled Tuesday evenings together, and since Lost was over, we watched a couple episodes of Doctor Who.
Huh.
And I gotta say, the new Doctor sucks.
Oh, really? My friend in England really likes him.
In my opinion, he's too young.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And they've kidded it down.
Well, it is a kid. It was originally a kid's show.
It was originally a kid's show, but it was never written as if it were for
kids.
Oh,
yeah.
I think the original Doctor Who was intelligently written.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't talk down to kids. And
right.
This one, this version of it, they do seem to kind of talk down.
Mm.
And I don't know if they're just running out of ideas or what.
What's an example?
The way he's solving the problem.
Oh.
Mm. And, you know, Tenet was definitely my second favorite. Pretty close to tied for first out of all the people that have played the role. So he had big, big shoes to fill.
Mm-hmm.
But just not impressed with it so far.
Mm. What about the companion?
She's okay. I could take her or leave her.
Mm-hmm.
It's only like three or four episodes in, so it's
okay.
It's hard to say on either one of them, really, but so far, you know, if I didn't see any more this season, I really wouldn't even notice.
Mm.
On the downside, I'm back to school, and physics sucks.
The only plus would be is that it's not going to be a whole semester long.
It's close.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Why are you suffering through physics?
It's required.
For what?
For a Bachelor of Science.
Oh. You can't take anything else that's like sort of like it?
No. No. Physics is one of the hard requirements. And I'm taking this to get it done with. I have someone in class that I can get help from. But unfortunately, she's with her boyfriend all weekend this weekend. So I know better than to even bother to call and say, hey, have you done the homework yet? No, not until Monday night.
Yeah.
So. No real cow pies that I can think of come to mind. Work's been okay. Sliding into summer pretty nice, I think. So let's slide into some voicemails unless someone has an objection. Because we've got a ton of them.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Hey, gang. Mark from Southern California.
Hi, Mark.
Having Plan 9 withdrawals, so I thought I'd call you. And one correction about something I mentioned before. The friend I told you that worked in the city of Anaheim was going to be a Wizard World Anaheim convention and thought that that was San Diego Comic-Con.
Mm-mm.
So, anyway, the information I gave about Comic-Con before is misinformation, so it's still up in the air where Comic-Con may go. It may stay where it is, so anyway.
It's going to be in Orange County.
Good news, I finally got my swag bag. I got it on Thursday.
Yay!
I believe it was Thursday. Got, the, I think, four graphic novels, two novels. My Twinkie box was thrashed to hell, so I'm trying to see if I can fix it up to make it look nice. And I found out today, this is Saturday, that I won another contest at another podcast, from another podcast, called A Little Dead Podcast. I won a DVD called Sick and the Dead. Anyway, looking forward to Westworld. Hopefully one day you guys will do the sequel, the Future World, and it's porn, Sex World, which I'm not lying, is a real porn. I've seen it. It's actually decent for a porn. I'm not talking about the story, not the porn itself.
There's stories in porn?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I hope you are doing one. I mean, it's a holiday weekend, so. Anyway, I hope your Memorial Day is a nice day, and may your all this week and next week be full of cherry pie. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Thank you, Mark.
Now, Mark, my Twinkie box is all mushed up, too. That's how they got them, as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
And he had called in and left a couple other messages, and I inadvertently deleted them.
Uh-oh.
But they were from last week when we didn't record, and I know he mentioned a few other movies that the sidekick was in from my science project, Fisher Stevens.
Oh, yeah.
A couple other of his movies, and he had a story about that guy. And unfortunately, I made a mistake and was cleaning things up and deleted the wrong stuff. So sorry, Mark. Otherwise, we'd have more voicemails from him tonight. But to take up the slack, somebody else has finally called us back.
Oh, hey. I don't know if you missed me or not.
Hi, stranger.
I hope this is Plan 9 for Cyberspace. And I'm guessing this will be Metal Mikey leaving another voicemail. Good times. All right. Actually, this will be one of two voicemails I will be leaving because I played a little catch-up today. And, of course, with that, I've got a lot to say. So, as Becky, or no, it was Elisa, alluded to, well, you know, actually having a dating life has been one reason why I haven't been keeping in exact contact with you. The other being that allergies have really been kicking my ass lately. It's only just last week that I recorded a new episode of my show after about, like, a two-week hiatus. Oh, yeah, Audacity fucked me over severely one week, and that frustrated me. So.
Audacity sucks.
But don't worry, more shows will be coming. Tonight, I'm actually planning on doing the long-delayed, no-holds-barred episode, and the sad thing is I don't think I got any votes, so I may have to actually just shut up, and just choose the winners myself. But, anyways, this is mainly for episode 91, and my thoughts go as follows, and I guess now with me actively dating, I guess I can't say this totally, but I wrote it down, so what the fuck. If being a superhero means girls have to be your personal kryptonite, then maybe I am actually destined to be a superhero, but I don't know. And you did ask for our personal suggestions for what we would be as superheroes. For me, I can't change who I am, so I would still stick with Metal Mikey, except my power would be I would have external invulnerability. That means that externally, you could not do jack shit to me. Shoot me, he's going to not even poke a hole,
but
stab me.
We could still hurt your feelings.
Kind of amusing. So that would be me, and I don't know. I'd have to think about a costume. And, oh yeah, Alisa, in case you haven't noticed from my multiple mentions of actually having a dating life, I say you have made the wise choice in your ego stroking and signing on to OKCupid. I'm just saying.
I'm done. I'm done with it.
And if Dale has taught me anything, it's that exterminators are indeed superheroes. But now for the actual movie talk itself. Alisa, I gotta be critical of you on this one.
Oh, for God's sake.
Billy Madison, really? Really? Don't get me wrong, though. I'm not slighting you as a person, but
I hate
Adam Sandler movies.
I love Billy Madison.
I will give a pass to Wedding Singer because he's not his usual jerk-off, dumbass self in that movie.
Oh, he's charming.
Wedding Singer is actually pretty cute and charming and pretty funny. But anything else, I'm just like, it's another fucking Adam Sandler movie. That means he's going to be an obnoxious jerk-hole, and I can't stand watching that for a while. It's just like, screw it. And in my opinion, Billy Madison's probably, like, the worst of the lot.
Ah! So,
again, it just kind of goes for personal perception.
No!
But anyway, this is just part one. Part two is coming up in a moment, so expect to hear from me in just a second. All right, so long for now, my dear Plan 9 crew. What is it?
Bye, Mikey.
Goodbye, Mikey.
Well, Billy Madison's not my favorite either of his comedies. Mr. Deeds, though, he's not really an obnoxious jerk in Mr. Deeds.
No, he's overly... He has no bad qualities. The character doesn't. He's almost like a slightly more intelligent Forrest Gump. So.
And then, in his romantic comedies, he does... with Drew Barrymore, of which Wedding Singer would be included. You know, he plays a different character.
I liked so, Wedding Singer.
I've never actually seen that.
It's so cute.
You know, what I liked is that it was essentially a period piece set in the 80s, and for some reason...
Yeah.
That
was, like, the fun part of it, is that, like, it was very, very 80s. I mean, everything about it was just fun, and, like, the whole, well, I don't want to spoil any of it, but, I mean, just even the music even was fantastic.
The fact, it was the first time I saw someone set it in the 80s that wasn't actually in the 80s when they made it.
It was an homage, and it was, like, a loving homage to the 80s.
So.
It was very good. Very, very cute.
Did not like Mr.
Did anybody else kind of get the hint that Metal Mikey might be dating at this point?
Yes.
He is. Apparently he got to second base, I thought I heard.
Woo! Go, Mikey!
Well, I guess that nulls and voids the drunken zombie contest of Date Metal Mikey. But he is back with another call.
Well, hello, Plan 9 crew once more. Yeah. I told you I'd call again, so Little Mikey here once more with thoughts and much blabbery on episode 92.
Blabbery.
So, let's just get right down to it, and there's not much preamble, but I didn't already say in the previous message. Now, it was mentioned by Dward that he overheard a lot of A's when he was talking to fellow Canadian gamers for his Left 4 Dead 2.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been to Canada a handful of times. I don't know, maybe it just depends on where you go in Canada, but I've not heard one A being mentioned there. Now, the aboot one, oh, that is true.
We don't say aboot. We don't say aboot. We say aboot.
It does exist as a pronunciation characteristic. However, I notice A kind of comes up a lot more with people that live in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Yeah, because I'm from Toronto. That's true.
And honestly, I would probably blip out a bit if I caught Dolph Lundgren at a convention. Come on, he's like an action superstar. And, you know, what is the host of Action Attraction about if not action? So there you go. And I feel that Dolph Lundgren's version of The Punisher gets swagged on unfairly. Now, granted, Thomas James is a bit closer to the comic, but come on, JR, can you really say that Thomas James' Punisher had a better villain in John Travolta? Come on, he was just doing his usual crazy, wacky...
Fuck, I like the 70s
kind of like
one.
Nick Cage, goofy, over-the-top acting. And really, no cinematic version of The Punisher has been 100% accurate. And, Ed, I must give you proper credit because your Roach War story actually gave me a bit of skin-crawly sensation, which kind of is appropriate for your topic that day, which was David Cronenberg's The Fly.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's really bizarre. I mean, for as grotesque and as horrible as The Fly is, it's actually a really sweet love story at its core. I don't know, go figure. But I just appreciate it for the sex work, its acting, its writing, and it's just a solid piece of film. But this does bring me to a curious point. It seemed like a lot of you were kind of not quite negative about it, but just sort of, I think it's great, but kind of mentality, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that leads me to wonder, what would you, as a crew, consider to be your personal favorite Cronenberg film?
Oh, I know.
So I just thought to put it out. Anyways, yeah, that's about all I got to say. And surprisingly enough, after two episodes in one day, I'm still behind. So what are you going to do? I'll catch up at some point. So anyways, y'all take it easy. I'll talk to you later. Oh, bye.
Oh, boy.
Okay, let's go down the list here. First, his prior call, he mentioned his No Holds Barred contest. I knew that he wanted people to call in and vote for which one they thought was best. I didn't mention that on here, and I didn't call in to vote for Becky's call. I just felt that was dishonest. Not dishonest, but
stuffing the ballot.
Never vote for yourself, because all the ones from us were lumped into one group.
Right.
So, but Becky did win one.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
So no, she didn't.
Going to watch. Are you sure? I could have swore I heard that on his show.
That Becky won or Plan 9 won?
That Becky won.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So that was the No Holds Barred thing. As far as the A's go, they started talking about... do they ever say A, and the people they know, do they ever do it? And that's when they started doing it. Part of it was on purpose. As far as the aboot goes, oh, yes, Elisa, you're guilty of that.
I don't say aboot. I say about.
Yes, you do.
Occasionally
you
have.
Go back and listen to some of the old episodes.
Deary, you are recorded.
I don't know what the fuck
we got them on
about,
tape.
About. Not aboot. We don't say aboot. We say about.
Oh.
You're doing it right now.
Yes, that's my accent, but we don't say aboot.
Sometimes it comes out that way.
Okay, you guys pronounce the word S-O-R-R-Y.
Sorry.
Say that again.
Sorry.
Sorry. See, because I say sorry. Sorry.
Yours is cuter, but...
Sorry. It's not a sorry is this thing that an East Indian woman wears. A sorry is that you're apologetic.
Oh. Shrivi.
Okay. But wherever you go, people have slightly different ways of enunciating words.
And yeah.
Yeah.
I think even no matter where you're at, individuals, there'll be... I know there are a few words that I, for the life of me, can't pronounce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Robert's caught me on a couple of them. I've had, how do you say that godforsaken word?
Mm-hmm.
gets this little grin on his face and says,
yeah, because it's kind of funny. Your vocabulary's a little better. When you get tripped up, it's amusing.
Yep. Okay, so we did that. We did the no holds, that. He wanted to know the fly. Metal Mikey, I think we all really enjoyed the fly. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody had anything negative to say about it.
I don't have any but with that one. It's a good one.
No, we all enjoyed it.
The 50s was good. The remake was appropriate, and it did what it needed to do. I have no complaints with it whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, the only negative I remember is that the pacing's a little bit off early on. Mm. Other than that,
For the 80s.
That's a minor thing.
Yeah, that's pretty standard.
Yeah.
Now, as far as favorite Cronenberg movies go, I'll have to say The Fly. I know what Elisa's is, but go ahead, Elisa.
I triple threat. I thought of two, but I know there's a third one. But right off the top of my head is Videodrome and Dead Ringers. Those are like absolutely.
Videodrome.
Yeah, that's the James Woods and Deborah Harry.
Yep. Now, Turd Ferguson's would probably be Scanners.
Mm.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Remind me what Videodrome is.
It's all about essentially controlling. It's like Marshall McLuhan. It's like controlling people through what you watch and
the radio waves. Is that where
it was?
Where
he's
sitting
watch videos.
And,
what? Where he's sitting in what?
Is that where he hides the weapon like in a hole in it, a vagina that's in his chest?
Yes, it is.
Someone said when he knew I did the podcast, he said, watch this, it's great. And I looked at it and I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
David Cronenberg has this obsession with flesh, and especially in this movie. It's just, he just really has a real interest in flesh and the manipulation of flesh, so.
And this is more of a compliment than it is an insult, but it's basically both. It was a car wreck kind of scenario where it's like, I don't like this, I don't think. I should turn it off, but I couldn't look away. I had to sit and watch the whole thing.
I just thought of my third one. My third David Cronenberg is a newer one. It's Crash. And that is a brilliant film with James Spader.
Crash. You know, I don't think I've seen
it. It's not one of his well-known ones, but it's just, it's so beautifully done. And it's got, what's his name? The guy, the Canadian guy who's always in everything. But anyway, it's all about people who essentially, it's from a novel by J.G. Ballard, I think. And it's all about people who get aroused by watching car wrecks. But it's so much more than that.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
That one leaves you feeling kind of dirty.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
But it's beautifully done. It's just beautifully done. So.
God.
They get off by watching car crashes. Not get off, but they get in the mood.
It's creepy, but it's good.
So NASCAR has a whole different tint to it. Weird.
All right, Becky, you want to weigh in?
No.
Okay.
Well, we've got some more Mikey on the way.
Well, hello once more, my Plan 9 crew. This is Mel Mikey getting in touch with you again. First out of two times tonight, so brace yourself. I was playing catch-up again this week, and I had to get that Chinese food burp out of my system. Caught up on episode 93 and 94, so let's go over what I have here. So first off, 93 was sort of like the post-Mother's Day episode, and oh my god, my mother got completely and utterly spoiled this year. Oh well, you know, she's my mom. If it weren't for her, I wouldn't exist. And really, JR? Oh, I'm sorry. JR has left the building and said it's some fecal matter guy. I can't remember his name now.
The turd.
But really, no schwa moments in Iron Man 2. I mean, not even like the final conflict. Not even with like Whiplash, but with just the entire like droid battle. That was pretty damn sweet. If anything, I will agree with you that Iron Man 2, if you like the first one, you will like the second one, but I think Iron Man 2 did a bit better on the action front myself. There's a lot more involving action happening. Mm-hmm. And who but me, the host of Action Attraction, would know about action-packed stuff. And whatever notes do I have? Oh, well, first off, Dward, I got to congratulate you on passing your semester or exams or whatever. Don't really have much to say about the movie. I don't know. I think I've seen Logan's Run, or at least smatterings of Logan's Run, various points in my life, but never enough to really just sit down and just go, oh boy, Logan's Run, gotta watch. But, oh, the closer, bravissimo. Iron Maiden fucking rocks. But anyways, this is just the first of two calls, so I'm gonna hang up, and I'm gonna call back, and I'm gonna have more to say. So, y'all take it easy, and I will talk to you later. Alright, so long.
Alright, Mikey, yes, Turd has left the building. He's not here right now.
Goodbye, Turd. We will miss you.
Yeah, who knows who he's going to be next week.
Mm.
And I lost my train of thought. Somebody pick it up for me.
Mm-hmm. All right. You were probably going to do something witty, interesting.
Yeah, do you have something to talk about from his call?
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm going to have to play his call again because now I forgot what it was.
Oh, you don't write it down?
Normally,
was,
yes.
What was he talking
this
about?
This weekend, I've been lazy.
He was talking about, what was he talking about? I can't remember.
Talking about congratulating you.
Oh, yeah.
I know we mentioned Iron Man, and no, there were no schwa moments for me either.
Mm-hmm.
But he was addressing that mainly towards Turd.
Mm.
It was okay.
Yeah, my opinion is a little like his, but not quite. If you like the first Iron Man, you'll like the second, but not as much. That's my opinion. So.
You know, I never felt the sense of danger in that one.
What, the second one?
Yeah.
No, I guess not.
Because you knew, even with all the droids, you know, that was like shooting fish in a barrel for him. He was just going to tear them up.
Yeah.
So.
What are we talking about?
Iron Man 2.
I didn't like the first one.
It just didn't have the charm that I thought the first one.
The first one sort of dragged for me. I really liked Gwyneth Paltrow, but it dragged for me, and it was kind of stupid and over the top.
Well, then you really fucking hate the second one.
Oh, all right.
It's like
not that I'm planning on watching it or anything.
Yeah, I wouldn't have suspected that you were gonna.
No, I didn't like the. Why would I watch the sequel if I didn't like the first one?
Nope.
Okay, we've got one more from Metal Mikey. He was catching up.
Guten Tag, dear Plan 9 from cyberspace. This is Metal Mikey calling in once more, and I'm lapsing from German into Spanish. Right. Oh well, go figure on horrible accents. These are mainly my comments on episode 94, a.k.a. Dward is pretty much outnumbered by every woman on the show, and Dward... Just between you and me, although Becky and Aliza can listen if they want, see what happens when women outnumber the men on the show? They immediately lapse right into the perversion. And you think it's all just Robert, people. No. Becky and Aliza, you know, they got a little dirty minds. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. You know it, Mikey.
But I gotta admit, and this is like sort of my primary Aliza feedback call, because I gotta admit, I'm pretty surprised that you seem to be pretty favorable towards Rob Zombie.
Yeah!
A lot of people I talk to really honestly don't like him.
I like
Here's
him.
Where I stand pretty much. I mean, I love House of a Thousand Corpses and Devil's Rejects.
Mm-hmm.
For what it was, I liked Halloween. I mean, I'm not going to say it's the best horror movie ever made. And I don't know, I kind of side more with Carpenter's, but I felt that Zombie's Halloween, it moved fast enough, it had enough good pacing and elements in it that I was like, okay, you know what? This is fun to watch in the theater.
Yeah.
Haven't seen part two yet. Almost kind of hesitant to do so because that one really got shit upon more so by other people. But you know what? It wasn't... He's not a bad director.
No.
I can see he has some definite seeds in him to become a great genre director sometime.
Yep. I think so.
I think he just kind of needs more growth. So that's all. You also mentioned... You only tend to hear from your coworkers when you screw up. Well, gee, that's pretty much mostly my conversation with a vast majority of my coworkers. And before I let anything drop of you, Aliza, one more note. I'm actually very surprised that you do not like Alien. To me, it's like one of my favorite kind of creepy, eerie feeling movies.
Right.
I mean, just the look of it, the feel of it, the tension, it's a classic. But then again, to each their own. And speaking of people that are into each of their own things, namely video game consoles that I can't play because I'm too poor and can't afford any of them.
Oh, you poor.
Lord, you asked what game was featured on the Windows 7 commercial, that, you know, the one with the Zombie 2 Shark versus Zombie clip?
Yep.
It would be Crackdown 2, so I've heard. I'm not sure if you're into it. I mean, I know Crackdown's sort of like a sandbox, Grand Theft Auto meets superhero kind of game. But apparently they do have a zombie campaign in it, so hey, if you want to give it a shot, go right ahead. Oh, yes, and also, lest I forget, Dward, excellent tribute to Ronnie James Dio at the end. Metal God, Metal Master, may he rest in peace, and rule heaven and hell at the same time. And in case you missed, like, the talk of any movies, well, for one, I kind of fucking forgot what movie you're talking about in an episode, and two, I'm relatively sure I forgot what I was even going to say about it. I'm sure I didn't even see it in the first place. So, you know what? That's about it. Oh, yeah, My Science Project. Yeah, never saw it. But anyways, I will talk to you again soon. Y'all take it easy, and of course, you know I'm going to talk to you again soon, all right? So long. Adios.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
As for Rob Zombie being like, okay, Halloween 2, Metal Mikey, don't go into things thinking this is going to be some amazing movie, but it was a solid, half-decent movie. I consider Rob Zombie like the fast food director because, you know, he makes movies that are just fun, they're tasty, you know, but they're just not like incredibly good fulfillingly, like, you know,
yeah,
amazingly good.
They'll
they're
make
they're
you sick
fun
to your stomach.
No, they're fun, and he, like I said before, he is just really in love with the genre, and it shows, and I love that. I love his passion. Even though sometimes it's misguided, I know that
yeah,
he can do it, and he can move forward, and that's why I said I'd love to see his take on Reanimator, and I'd love to see William Atherton play Dr. Hill in the movie, if there was a remake.
It would be interesting, and allow me to do my opinion, which is actually different than yours.
Okay.
He has a different take on the horror genre than what I feel. To me, his concentration is on the snuff film aspect of it.
Oh.
He doesn't seem to be having too much in the way of suspense or actually even, in
yeah,
some cases, overly character development of the people. They
well,
were
Halloween,
simply
though. Halloween gave Michael Myers that whole backstory.
He didn't have the first
movie.
That's not people, that's the bad guy. But the people he killed, you really didn't... while I was watching Halloween, I started, and this is a first for a horror movie,
mm-hmm,
I started just counting deaths halfway. I really was that bored. And then there was someone you thought was dead, and they went back, I'm like, 7, 8, 7. And that's where I was. I was completely... It was completely graphic. You saw
yeah
the violence, but I
yeah
didn't give a shit about any of these people.
Well, that's
and
what I said. It's fast food movies. It's not, you're not getting into the depth of, like, even Reanimator, you know, where there's backstory and you care about
true
the characters and everything. It's just fast food movies that you want to see. You just want to see some guts. You want to see what he does with it. You want to see...
Yeah.
I really like, honestly, just the way he films. Like, there's a scene, I don't know if he did this even on purpose, but there's a scene at the beginning, I won't give any, there's no spoilers if I say this, but at the beginning of Halloween 2, where there's a scene where the main character, Laurie, is in this sort of dream sequence thing, and then you see a shot of her, and then you see sort of a shot that looks like it's through the rain, and just the camera is just blurred, and just little artistic shit like that he does that, I mean, I'm like, he could really do something. Like, I think he has a background in, like, he took some art, like art history or like something mm-hmm like that, that, I mean, he could sort of really develop this into something if he went for like the plot. Like, if he didn't, did he, I can't remember if he wrote the movies too. Did he write the movies too? Because if he got a better writer and then he does, he puts it with his own vision, I think it would really work well.
To me, all of them were real visually good, and I tried
yes
to start watching House of a
yeah
Thousand Corpses, but
yeah
he has to be a much better director and writer in order to be able to pull off making the bad guy, the good guy, and me be with it, because you actually have to like the good guy, the bad guy. There has to be some level where you're like, you can
understand.
You didn't
understand. Like Michael Myers at all? Like the, I kind
of
like the
not even
hippies
a fucking little. Or the House
oh
of Thousand
okay
Corpses, they were just monsters, and
well,
I
yeah
did not give a shit about any of those.
Yeah. I mean, so, I think it's I enjoyed House of a Thousand Corpses and Devil's Rejects because I know that Bill Moseley is like such a cutie, and he's just kind of it's hilarious to see him so made up like that.
Hmm.
You know, that's just kind of like, oh, it's Bill Moseley playing this character, and Chris Hardwick is in House of a Thousand Corpses too, and I really like him. He's one of the guys who got killed. So.
Ah.
Okay, well, at the end of his voicemail, he mentioned that the last movie was my science project. And I said I'd like that because of the dinosaur.
Oh, yeah.
One of Mark's calls that inadvertently got erased, he mentioned his favorite dinosaur movie, which is Caveman, with Ringo Starr and...
Oh, oh God.
Yeah, with a toque and Lana and... Oh, what are they? Snoo? No, it's not Snoo Snoo. That's,
Futurama. Futurama. Snoo Snoo.
But they have something similar to that. Look, look. I don't remember how they called it. But there's some great funny moments. Horrible special effects, but funny moments in that
Ringo Starr in a dinosaur movie?
Yeah.
Wow.
Caveman. Look it up.
Okay, then.
It's old, but... At least as a teenager, it cracked me and my friends up.
Oh, 81. All right.
So, Robert, you mentioned a minute ago that you've been, or during one of the movies, you were just counting corpses.
Yeah.
Now, we put you on a new assignment.
Yes, you did.
To watch a movie and just come up with some witty comments, what you were thinking as you were watching the film.
Okay, I started to glaze over.
What was the film?
It was... oh shit, let me get up and look at it because it's so fucking stupid. It is The Man of Bronze, Doc Savage. Yes, it is a 70s movie and it is absolutely horrible. let's say he has to solve something, he goes and he has like a team of super friends and
Yeah, oh, 75. Yeah. I'm seeing it here. Okay, I'm seeing it here.
You see him in an igloo, and it says Fortress of Solitude on it, and he gets to do stuff. He studies astronomy, planets, and the stars. That's
it looks kind of Venture Brothers. Is it kind of like Venture Brothers-ish?
Actually, I thought of the perfect way to just tell you flat out what it is. Think of it like the old Adam West Batman, if he was sick, and they got, like, the most interesting man in the world from those Dos Equis commercials to fill in. And, like some kind of generic village people to be his friends.
Okay.
That's the movie that I just watched. So, were you able to follow that?
I'm watching the trailer now to see what it's like.
Oh, God, it is... The funny thing is that you'll go through this movie... And you'll think that they really believe this. They really believe that people aren't going to laugh at this. And then you see little moments where they know.
Oh my God! It actually does say Fortress of. I thought you were joking.
No, I was not. I was not joking. Anyways, the other thing is that you'll see one of the bad guys, and then he gets up out of bed. And it's a man-sized, well, he's sucking his thumb, and he's in a man-sized baby cradle.
Ew, creepy.
Well, yeah, and I'm wondering what the fuck's going on like that. And then you get to see basically one of the ghost things from Scooby-Doo kill the dad on the Addams Family, or at least someone that looks just like him.
God, this is Dr. Mordred.
I don't know. And about halfway through this movie, I was wondering how much cocaine it would take to imbibe, to be writing this script and thinking, this is awesome!
Now, why is he the Man of Bronze?
They don't really go into that. They do. He kind of smiles and his eyes does this little twinkle thing.
Oh, okay.
I swear, if you want to understand how this works, watch the Dos Equis commercials and then watch the Batman. That's
I don't know
pretty...
What's Dos Equis? What?
Non-alcoholic beer.
I don't know. Okay.
Yeah. I don't often drink beer, but when I do, I drink.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. His mom has a tattoo that says sun on it. Yeah, that sort of thing. Yeah, right. That is exactly this piece of shit movie. I would say...
Somebody made a music video, too. That is pathetic. They have a, there's a fandom for Doc Savage. That is very sad.
I watched the whole fucking thing, but honestly, yes. His friends look like village people.
The band Village People?
Yeah, yeah, because he had, like... He had, like, a construction worker. He had a chemist that had a pig, and I'm pretty sure he was doing the pig, but that's besides the point. And he had a lawyer.
How could you tell?
He was really, really liking that pig. Fuck, I don't remember. Oh, the electrician.
Is this on Netflix? I have to see this now. You're making me want to see this. Is this on, like, Netflix or something?
I would assume if it's on it, it's probably instant watch. Cause
oh
why
my god,
would...
I must see this now.
It is...
You won't watch the movie of the week, but this one you're into.
I know!
I've already seen it. I've already seen Westworld.
All right, Robert, so is this a recommend or not?
Fuck that. Oh, they'd have like this amazing stuff like, yes, the guy shot through the glass, but... it's this amazing glass I invented that makes everything look 5 inches off. Oh, if you could do that, why bulletproof would have been, no? Okay.
Is this from a comic?
I think they played most of this straight, but I do think the amount of drugs would take a dump truck to get on that set.
Oh my god, he's got like, it says Doc Savage right on his like little ski-doo thing that he's riding.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It was holy shit. I would say never, if you see this...
Oh, there's a song. There's even a song. There's a theme song.
Oh, yes.
Well, of course.
I need to get that on Ed's MP3.
Oh, based on the novel by, okay.
So, yeah, that novel.
Okay,
Lord. Yeah, piece of crap. Don't watch it. Don't watch it again and again.
Oh, my God.
So...
Why is he in the Arctic?
If you want to understand...
that's where the Fortress of Solitude is.
Exactly. Right. And it
then
is
they have to
only
put up like a plaque made in a cardboard to say Fortress of Solitude.
It was 5 minutes of saying like all of this cool stuff that he could do. Actually, it ran 6 minutes before anybody said anything except for the voiceover guy saying how awesome he was. And at the end, it was like creepy. It's like, are you going to kill me? The bad guy says. He says... Well, no, we have this thing where you're going to go to the rehabilitation center, and then they have this, like, brain acupuncture, and I'm like, a lobotomy. And then you see the bad guy singing Christmas carols at the end,
which actually
was kind of funny. But that is pretty
much... He's got a man cave! It's not a Fortress of Solitude, it's a man cave.
Wow. So, okay, I'm done with that. I would like to move on.
Okay. Well, we'll get another one of those for you to watch here in a couple weeks,
Robert. All
right.
That sounds good. I have the other one. I can watch that one next time. And well, I might be able to get a little bit more meat out of that one. Because
who
this
recommended
was like,
that one?
Ed just pulled it off his wall and handed it to me.
It was something I picked up for like $5 at a convention.
Oh, wow.
And I've never gotten around to watching it. So Robert, you're going to hate this. Why don't you watch it and just give us some...
And he watched it!
Yeah.
It
took me 3 weeks to do it, but I did. And you know what? I didn't like it, but... whatever. Oh. I do like to insult things.
Let's move into our main feature of the week.
MGM presents...
It's the same voiceover guy! I hate that guy.
We will soon be landing at Westworld, the ultimate resort.
We have you on grid 5, over.
It consists of 3 worlds of the past.
Locking in now.
Worlds where you can live out your every fantasy. There's Roman world, the lusty, decadent delights of Imperial Pompeii.
Ooh. Notify ground crews.
Medieval world, chivalry and combat in 13th century Europe. And Westworld. Lawless violence on the American frontier of 1880. Each resort is maintained by reliable computer technology.
Except for when it isn't.
By lifelike robot men and women.
Let's stand by for resort activation.
Ready on 6, on 5, on 4, on 3, on 2. Activate now.
Our robots are programmed to provide you with an unforgettable vacation.
Dinner at 7, breakfast at 6:30. Get lunch on your own. Don't look like much here, but we have everything.
You mean to tell me he's a robot?
What'll it be?
Vodka martini on the rocks with a twist of lemon. Very dry, please.
Just give him whiskey. He's new in town.
Many elements of the Delos Resort are potentially dangerous. That's part of the appeal.
Go on. You say something, boy.
Kill him.
Your move.
Technology is designed to provide all this in complete safety. In Westworld, frustrations find release. Desire ends in satisfaction. And all in a controlled environment.
That's not supposed to happen.
We know you'll enjoy your stay in Westworld.
Hold it.
The ultimate resort.
Let me do it this time.
Where nothing can possibly go wrong.
Go wrong. Oh, my God.
Shut down. Shut down immediately.
Westworld from MGM, starring Yul Brynner, Richard Benjamin, and James Brolin.
Oh, yeah.
Westworld, the ultimate resort. Boy, do we have a vacation for you.
For me?
For you. Did you catch the screw up in the trailer there?
Wow. No,
oh, wait, wait. Date hot. Find new friends and real sex partners tonight. Where'd it go? Oh, here we go. Real sex partners online right now. Millions of member profiles just waiting to hear from me. All right.
Hey, you got another Skype thing?
Yes. Meet hot local girls.
All right.
Excellent.
They're waiting
they
for
didn't
you.
Say boys.
Ed,
that's
just
true.
You.
There's a screw-up in the trailer where they say, welcome to Westworld, which is divided into three worlds, Roman world, medieval world, and Westworld. No, it's Delos is the name of the resort, and Delos is divided up into three sections.
Well, they probably, like, renamed it after they did the trailer. That happens a lot, you know.
Right. And this is a movie written and directed by Michael Crichton.
Oh,
you might
right.
know kind of... as The Andromeda Strain, Jurassic Park, what's the one with the Airframe, and what's the one with Demi Moore and Douglas?
No idea.
Where it's reverse sexual harassment?
Oh.
No idea.
That one.
Disclosure?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
About right.
I think, yeah.
He generally, that one sucked. That explains it, because he specializes it in the whole technology gone wrong theme, doesn't he?
Yeah. So. I like his writing personally, but Westworld is the story of two buddies who are going on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to Delos, which, as we said, is divided into medieval world, Roman world, and West world. They've chosen West world, and as a consequence, we really never see much of anything. We see a little bit of medieval world, but you don't see really anything of Roman world.
Not really, no.
Medieval world.
Dead bodies.
Yeah. And the resorts are populated with lifelike robots, and you get to live out your fantasies, both sex and violent.
That sounds pretty good. I mean, that's probably what's going to happen in the future.
For $1,000 a day.
That's pretty damn cheap.
I was trying to think, because they were probably using 70s money, and I was trying to decide
what... Yeah, that's going to be like at least...
what today's, yeah. I decided you could buy a new car. Granted, it was probably a Gremlin for about $4,000 about that time. So I'm going to go probably $3,000 a day these days.
Or if you get like a season pass, you know, you can save.
So. Yeah, but it'd take like $1 billion. Jeez. So.
But wouldn't you all want to go to one of these resorts?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Totally. It's like going into the holosuite on Star Trek.
That's exactly what Turd said. if he could have a holodeck, he'd probably never leave.
Exactly. Yeah. I totally wouldn't either.
It would definitely be fantastic.
I think there was an episode of Star Trek where somebody was addicted to the holodeck or holosuite.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was. I used to watch it a lot when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Well, the guy who played Murdoch on the A-Team had the recurring role.
Oh, yeah, Barkley.
One of the engineers. Yeah, Barkley. He had a problem.
That's right. That's right.
He made Riker short, and everybody was in love with him.
It was like the regular one, only he was the guy. Huh.
Yeah.
And Riker was short.
Yeah, that...
It's kind of funny.
Fun episode. But Westworld, Robert, I know early on you said you had some issues with the pacing. I personally didn't. I felt the movie moved along fine, and I was entertained from start to finish.
Well, I might have a bit of an attention issue, but there was but a lot of the older ones, especially the 70s, seemed to have a lot more scenes of people kind of walking and staring at shit. And they just don't have that anymore. I mean, Shane had it, and even Pale Rider had, like, the first 5 minutes was just watching smelly-looking people ride in the woods. It was just...
You know, I caught... This is an aside. I caught part of Pale Rider on, like, AMC, and I should have watched it because my favorite Michael Moriarty was in. I love that guy. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
So. But...
So, we've got our two main characters. They go to Westworld, and you've got the one guy who's kind of cool. He's been there before. He's playing a Clint Eastwood-like type character once he gets to Westworld. The other guy's a little more nervous, doesn't understand what's going on, having trouble adjusting. And he comes around pretty quickly. And they're having a pretty good time, and they keep having run-ins with the Man in Black, which is played by Yul Brynner.
He was fantastic.
He was fantastic. Wait, while we're on the subject, did they look like two guys that would have gotten along enough to go on $1,000 a day, or by our wager, $3,000 a day vacations together? Because
I got the impression they met on the transport.
Oh, yeah.
No, I didn't because he was talking about the ex-wife, remember?
Maybe they were co-workers and one guy didn't want to go alone and the other guy's just like, yeah, I'll go with you.
Yeah, I would have understood brothers because that's how you get people that you don't have anything in common with to still give a shit about you. But other than that, so. Okay.
I took it that they were maybe old college buddies.
That sounds,
Rat Brothers.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
And they still do some things together. And the one guy's, you know, after the main character's divorce, which you don't hear anything about really, other than he got pillaged.
Yeah. Apparently not enough for him not to have a really nice vacation.
No, which makes you wonder just how much is he making.
A fucking lot, apparently.
So, he wants to get him away and take him to this resort where, you know, there are no rules. You can do what you want. Because they even bust out of jail at one point.
Yes.
So, the appeal of this film for me is that, you know, it's just something that would be so much fun.
Yeah, you see, I'm with you because I was like, this would have been stupid. I wouldn't have done that. And then they kind of get in there, and then you're like, you know what? Westworld looks pretty awesome.
Well, it's like Jurassic Park. It's the same idea.
It is. It's the same movie, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I guess it is.
It is, pretty much. My question for y'all tonight is, if you could go to Delos, which of the worlds would you visit? And if you have something other than the three they offer, you can say that. So, to give you all a minute to think, I will go ahead and volunteer and say, of the three, I would definitely go to Westworld. I think it might be fun to try and play the bad guy for a week. Rob stagecoaches and rob the bank and things like that. Similar to some of the things I'm doing in Red Dead Redemption, which is close, but not quite the same.
I have one.
Go ahead, Robert.
As long as you can fit in the screwing the survivor bit, I think a zombie world of sorts would be a lot of fun. Come on, you spend a week trying to get to different places to get food, and then you're shooting zombies along the way. That sounds kind of awesome.
Yeah, especially if you're in control of it, that like if you die or whatever, then I can just restart.
Yeah.
That actually sounds exhausting to me.
the running and... it'd still be tempting, wouldn't it? I mean, Westworld's neat, but I think Zombie World I'd probably lean towards.
Okay. How about you, Elisa?
I think of the three, I would definitely go to Medieval World, because I've always been fascinated by that, and I love the medieval fairs and stuff that they have, and I like the clothing, even though it's like a little bit bulky. I might actually dress like a dude if I went to like the medieval world, but I feel like it'd just be really interesting to see that part of history. And I think if I had a world to go to, it might be cool to go to like Shakespeare World. You know, like not just like maybe just the Shakespeare plays, or just like hang out and just talk to like all the writers of that time, or maybe the Thomas Hardy time, like sort of the 1800s-ish, and like just to be able to like hang out with writers and like talk to them and see where they get their ideas. I know it sounds really boring and not exciting or adventurous, but that would be fun for me. So.
It's your vacation.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just hang out. Like, if I can hang out with Thomas Hardy for, like, a week and just, you know, see him pick his brain and talk to him, or, like, you know, all the writers, you know, that'd be awesome.
All right, Becky, how about you?
Well, I've been thinking about this. And wouldn't want to go to Medieval, because I'd probably be the serving wench.
You can pick what you wanted, though.
Yeah, well, that's true.
You could be queen.
Yeah. You would be queen, because you pay the fucking money. If you want to be queen, you're going to be
queen. I probably would do Westworld, and I'd want to be the bartender lady, the madam of the bar.
Yeah, I was about to say, being a madam would be kind of fun.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
So. I think that would be really cool.
Nobody picked Roman world.
It just, I don't know, there's too much, like,
I'm on in
like,
agree.
Sitting around, and, yeah, it's kind of meh.
You can put the whoring anywhere, and that's really the most, and I mean, you can fit screwing women into any of the worlds.
Any three, exactly, even Zombieland, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I would.
A whole new meaning to being eaten.
Exactly.
Oh,
I'll go to Westworld. So.
Well, we made it over an hour without degenerating, but...
Wow!
Good.
Another one that I think might be a lot of fun might be like a pirate world.
Oh! Arr!
Arr, no.
Yeah. That's true. Women weren't really part of that, were they?
I don't know how much fun it would be for the women.
Yeah.
The guys?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A couple women pirates did get hung. I watch the History Channel, so I'm getting old. But they've been there. They just were not dominating in the field at all. A superhero world. You could be Superman for a week.
That's true. That's a great idea, Robert.
I don't know if they have the technology for superheroism to work. You'd have to have a power and be able to do it.
But what if you were like injected with something that lasted a week? Like injected with a serum.
Or for the days you paid for.
Yeah, or let's... let's
talk in another leap in technology.
Well, let's say it's a holodeck sort of scenario in this world, as opposed to it being a physical thing. So you could go there, and the holodeck.
Along with the rules of what you know, with what they have established in this movie.
All right, then Zombie World still works.
Yeah,
because you could shoot them all.
The cool thing was
Robert, like, would you ever really be relaxed in Zombie World? Would you just, like, would that, that's all you would want to do is just run from zombies, or would you want to try and kill them?
No, that's the thing. Scary equals fun, and I think that Zombie World would be kind of awesome, and it'd be one of those looking behind your back. It'd be the same concept, because I saw at Purdue, they were doing the zombie game, and the kids loved it. The one thing I noticed and thought was awesome was that a lot of them, when they'd walk, they were doing their normal thing, but you'd see them, like, shift their eyes back and forth constantly. And I thought that was pretty funny, because they had, it was just a game, but there was still this real sense of paranoia. So I thought that was pretty cool. So, no, I still think it'd be neat. You have to bang the occasional survivor chick, sure, but... Hey, it's
okay,
my...
And listeners, we'd like for you to call in and tell us, you know, would you pick one of the three worlds, or can you come up with one of your own? Using, you can have human-looking robots, but you're not really going to be able to have. You can have hover cars, but probably not spaceships. So
I don't know.
They could simulate an alien world.
No,
they could make dinosaurs, because they had robot horses.
I disagree. You could definitely have spaceships, because if you wanted to do, like, a future world, bear in mind, all they have to do is have a spaceship set that looks like it's moving around. Then
you could go to another world. I mean, you wouldn't be flying around in a spaceship.
No, but they could give you the impression you're flying around, and then the impression you're going on some alien land. You could be Captain Kirk and fuck a green chick.
Yeah, there'd be plenty of aliens. That's not a problem. So, listeners, if you have an idea, call us up. And how might they do that, Becky?
They could call us at 1-206-426-2091. Or they could send us an email at plan9@podomatic.com. Still don't know if that's up and running yet.
We'll find out.
And then, of course, you can snail mail us at plan9, P.O. Box 102. Lafayette, Indiana, 47902. Well, slow there, Dward.
We talked about this a little bit on Friday night, and with all these god-awful remakes they're making, I think Westworld would be one that they could do a decent remake.
They are looking at it. I saw it in the... It's like for 2012.
Oh, yeah, 2012. Quentin Tarantino was asked to helm the remake, but he declined. Interesting.
And supposedly Crowe, maybe...
Oh, Russell Crowe? Yeah, I don't know.
Well, he's pending for the
villain,
gunslinger.
But he can't play the hero, yeah.
No, the gunslinger.
He can't play the good guy. Sorry, it's hard to get behind Crowe in almost anything.
I don't know if you guys have seen it, Simpsons episode where they go to Itchy and Scratchy Land. A lot of that was actually, like, an homage to Westworld. And they actually, if you listen, like, I've listened to all the commentaries on The Simpsons, and they love Westworld so much that they put little Westworld jokes in a lot of the episodes of The Simpsons. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so what does everybody want to rate this? I say rent it. I think it's worth watching. I think the pacing's fine. It's not overly exciting, but it's entertaining.
I would say it's a rented also.
It is a bit dated, but it's an entertaining movie.
And it's going to be that the characters are strong. You know, and Bill Ritter is fantastic, so.
Even the
Robert,
robot
bring up the point. Yeah, I was going to say, bring that one up. I thought that was a good comment you made.
Special effects, Robert.
Oh, I thought it was interesting. I was telling to Becky that most of it was really kind of laughable. Like I saw one where they literally just taped wires to a guy's head, and you could tell it wasn't attached to him or anything. And I'm like, that's fucking ridiculous. But then later in the show, I see a thing where they have the gunslinger's face off, And it is possibly the best fake face, for lack of a better term, that I have ever seen in any movie. Yeah. And that includes the Terminators, because those were horrible. It's like, you look at the scenes in the Terminator, it's just like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Plastic. Arnold Schwarzenegger again. Mm. Pretty simple. But this one, I was like, holy shit. And I don't know if they were that good or that guy's face looks that plastic. But whatever, it was good. So, did you think that too, Becky?
Oh, yeah.
So
I definitely paid attention when that scene came on. I'm like, oh, yeah, I see what he means now. Mm. And
there's something else, Becky.
Uh-huh.
Beefcake.
Nah. There was one scene that was kind of funny. The newbie at Westworld is in the bathtub, and he's doing something, but all you see is like this spray of something, and Dward goes, "What the hell's he doing?" Well, then you realize he's got a scrub brush and soap, but it kind of looked like he was doing himself.
Ah.
I thought that was funny. But
hey, if no one else will do it.
Spurs and boots and tight pants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, baby.
Got the old heart going a few beats, but...
James Brolin was kind of cute. What, didn't he have a beard in this? He was kind of hot with the beard.
No, he was clean shaven.
Yeah, he was clean shaven. I like him with the beard then.
I always thought he was a cutie anyway.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That was pretty much it for Beefcake.
Yeah, he plays a pretty understated role in this. Mm. Okay, well, if we've done the Beefcake, then we're down to...
And now it's time for Random Thoughts Congealed into Potluck Poetry by Robert.
Grown-up playground, old West whore. Shoot the outlaw, who could ask for more? One thing I could say about this scene, hot chicks fucking you would make crack look like Cody. Then it has to start to go to hell. With the people there who were there, I say, oh well, I'll pack my bags. Forget the pants. After all the possibilities, I say it's worth the chance. And that is it.
Woohoo!
All right.
We had a Robert poem! What's it been? 3 or 4 weeks?
It seems like it's been quite a while.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Any final thoughts?
No.
I'll take that as a no. We don't know what movie we're doing next week, but... we'll see you in 7. May your week be filled with cherry pie. That was my daughter who graduated.
Yay! Word up! Today's random thought is the worst movie I've ever seen. G. Lee apparently got 2.3 stars out of 10. That's about right.
Ow.
Who's that? Out by Alice Cooper.
Woo-hoo!
See you, folks.
Woo-hoo!